All right, welcome back to week 12 of the NFL regular season. I say this every week, but I cannot believe that it's already week 12. It's wild, wild, wild.
Okay, let's just get right to it. You won again. You
I
won
can't believe
again.
it's week 12. So that what does that put me? 11 and 0? It
As
just
the
means the
kids
pressure's on.
like to say, humble brag. By the way, this is when the cold-hearted don't pass line player in me starts to fade you.
Right.
When are you going to come back down, Elton John?
Probably
When
this
are
week.
you going to land?
This is
I've
a
never
tricky
seen.
week because
This is a tricky week.
we lose six teams, some of which she may have had, some we know she doesn't. Like she doesn't have the Cowboys, she doesn't have the Bills. But there's a lot of Thanksgiving action.
Yep.
Sure.
Also, I want to make a quick point, then let's get back to tea. I don't want to take anything away from that, but we're
Right,
getting
sorry.
comments about like things on our YouTube, which we love the comments, but guys,
Keep
I
them
don't
coming. Yeah. Hell
keep
yeah.
them coming, but we don't always shoot the show. Like sometimes we shoot our show Tuesday, Wednesday, just to get it out to you on Friday, to get it all ready to roll for you. So sometimes things happen, like that Buffalo game moved and things like that. They still kind of hung in there and did their job, but we don't always know the future. And so like in this week, the Thanksgiving week, our show is going to be taped before it comes out, so we won't be able to do any Thursday games
Yeah.
this week. So we
Right.
are
So
losing some of the schedule. So she's
there are
got a narrow slate left, you know?
there's line moves that we can't control that happen after we tape, et cetera, et cetera. One correction in what you said we can't see the future. One of us can see the
Yeah,
future.
apparently. I'm curious. I listen, not all glory goes to God always.
Oh my God.
But damn, T.
Relax.
Damn.
Hey,
It is
you know, pretty fun
it's
to watch. It is really fun to watch. And whatever system you're using, you should patent it right now because fuego.
I mean, not to like break it down, but
Oh. Did he
Justin
say
likes
that? All
to, well, it's not
right, I'm
me
not gonna
breaking
break it
it
down.
down. It's Justin.
Do you want me to go get
So
your sunglasses?
thankfully, no, it's not night. I only wear them at night. As we are watching the game that I pick for my survivor, he does his calculations in his head of, so if they win, because watching it in quarter three, quarter four, whatever, if they win, your record technically when he adds up all the games is like what,
It's 12, 11
76
out of 12.
to
Yeah, so like what she's saying about like I tally up her scores. I was watching that game. It was like 7 nothing, 14 nothing, 20 to nothing. Like she was never in danger. She
never
wasn't
sweat.
even really watching it. We had company this weekend hanging out, and I just kept looking over at her going, this is like a it's done. And I think you and I were texting, and I was like, it's over. Mama parlay, mama fire, mama
Yeah.
survivor. But like I do these tallies, and so last few weeks, just because when I started this, the Saints 24 nothing, the Patriots 26-3. That gives you 50-3. And then 24-10 or 23-10, which gives you 73-13. 73-13 would be a final score. Like, so her teams have scored 73 points, and the teams they've played have bundled up a mere 13. So she's not just winning, she's winning pretty handily,
It's fine.
and she's winning with the likes of the Saints as a dog. The Patriots in a tough one. The Commanders. Like, she's not
This will,
using the Bills, the Bucks, the Chiefs.
you know what you're doing right now, though.
I'm creating disaster for
You're
every league.
absolutely throwing a wet blanket on her heat flame right now.
No, I tried to do that last week and it didn't work. Remember, I said, watch, this is the week and you can blame it on me.
She
Nope.
has a flame retardant suit on and she cannot be extinguished.
You guys need to shh because you're jinxing it.
Honestly, okay, can we get off you for a second and can we talk about me for a second?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Thank you. By the
Yeah.
time this comes out, as we said on Tuesday, we tape and there's stuff that happens, whatever. Thanksgiving, the Dallas Cowboys are going to play the Giants. We can't talk about that game because by the time this comes out,
It's already been
that game
done.
will have already been played. But for the purposes of my own humble brag, some artist, David, Michelangelo, Sistine Chapel, whatever your great works of art. I would like to say my handicap on the Dallas Cowboys last week was my finest work on this pod. I said they're going to go into Minnesota, who is 8-1. Wrong team favored. I said not only are they going to beat them, they might even blow them out. Contest pick. I was firm. I feel so vindicated. And some people are proud of their kids' achievements. No, I'm proud of my Dallas handicap. I just want to get that out there because I felt left out. Check the tape. It's all downhill from here for me.
I'm proud of it too, but I have a question for you. I'm very proud of you.
I am proud of you.
Are you throwing a wet blanket on yourself right now?
I've been living in a wet blanket most of the season, so I just peeked my head out to make that Dallas pick. But I will say, collectively, the three of us are in such a nice groove because last week we went 4-1 on this pod. The only reason we didn't go 5-0 is because we tape on Tuesday, your Buffalo pick.
But that was a push.
Eight. It should have been 7.5 everywhere else.
Well,
as the
on the tickets, on the tickets this weekend, that we're all 7.5. But for the grace of the pod, it was at 8.
Look, what I'm saying
is, it's a push. It's not a loss. That's 4-0-1.
Full transparency. Right? Full transparency.
Or 3-1 or whatever.
I think when we taped, it was 8.5. But full transparency. Okay. Full transparency. It doesn't matter. Regardless, 4-1. Doesn't matter if it's 4-0-1. The point is, another winning week on this pod. We got to celebrate the wins. We're honest when we lose. But when we win, we're going to crow about it a little bit because that's what's fun about football. Feels fun. Yeah. Feels good. T, you're on fire. Jay, awesome picks. My Dallas work was great. Can we keep it going? I say we can.
I say we can, and I say we will. And our percentage, the 57%, I don't know the math.
It's up to 59. I could tell you. Thank you for asking me.
I was just going to say we got to be close to
60. I did the calculations after last week, and I did check the tape. When you call Buffalo, it was 8.5.
Okay, that's fine.
It's fine. We're going to stick to it. Doesn't mean that it wasn't the right side. Through week 11 on this pod, we are 32 wins, 22 losses, one push for a winning percentage of 59%. Yeah, come on.
10 games over 500.
Two dads and a mom that didn't go to sports betting school.
Yeah.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke.
Yeah, two dads and a mom that don't have a team, like and computing every grain of grass and every wind going left and right.
Actual full time lives outside of this.
Yeah, we have
this.
A real lives outside of this thing. Yeah, all right, I'm proud of us. I'm always proud of us, I want to say. And all jokes aside to T, like,
wow,
what a contribution to the gambling world that you have made in the last 12 weeks. Like, this is sick. Well, we're glad to have you. I'm glad to have you on our team. That's all I'm saying.
Yay!
I'm glad to have you as a part of this show and as a part of our lives because you are crushing it and you are giving us that. You're saving us when we don't win four games and that record and keeping us above ground. And it's also, I'm hella proud of you because that's impressive.
You keep two things come
all jokes aside, like super impressive.
Two things come to mind. Number one, when you guys renew your vows, I think you should say that speech.
Okay.
And done. Number two, you and I need to take vacation because T needs to have her own pot.
Yeah. mom, and a mom.
There it is.
Mom, and a mom.
I'm mom and a mom. By myself today.
And a survivor pick.
Yeah. I can't wait till Survivor's over and we get into the parlays.
Oh my God. You
are now, you have a nickname now. Did you know that?
I think so.
You know what
I think
it is?
We've branded you the Moneyline Mama.
Moneyline Mama.
You're welcome.
TM.
Ding.
Ding.
Fire. Okay. Enough.
Trademark. We're gassing you up, but let's
like
talk.
Last week I said I don't need to be here.
No, for sure.
I don't need to. You said, what do you got this week, Jay? And I said,
okay,
who cares?
Yeah,
she's crushing it.
Let's pivot because we don't always like just get right to football. We talk a little bit about family stuff, friends, you know, whatever we're into. I want to say one thing that I'm thankful for is I have two of my kids home from college. So that makes a full house for me. Thankful that we're all under one roof together for the holidays. Also thankful that we live in America where they put on not one, not two, but three football games on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the greatest days of the year. So keeping in the theme of our pod, friends, family, football, God bless America. How about food. You guys?
Food.
And food.
Food. Yes.
Food the entire time.
Yeah, I could. First of all, that's great for you. And I'm glad that, because I know it's tough having kids all over the, you know.
Spread out.
It's nice when they come. States. Absolutely.
But for me, I would just say I'm thankful to be in a family that I've always wanted and a wife that I've always wanted and a kid that I've always wanted. And I can't wait to eat turkey with that dude for the first time.
Yeah.
Because he's like, we're going to sit him at the table because he sits in his little high chair.
Yeah.
And he's going to sit at the table and make him.
I heard it's a nice high chair too.
Yeah. That's what they tell me.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
So we are going to have a sit down Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings with our
love boy. It.
So for that, I'm super thankful.
Yes. Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Hell yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I am thankful for this.
Thank you for winning Survivor.
Yeah. I'm just thankful to actually have the time off this year. So we usually are nice. Running around or work is involved in some capacity.
And family.
We're excited to just be home and enjoy. And it's really cold here right now. So it'll be nice to just bundle up and stay inside. So what's the weather with you right now?
It's LA 70 every day, no
Ocean
matter what.
Breeze.
Maybe there's a chill here and there, but come on, it's 70 at all times.
So perfect. Not 46.
No.
We did a polar plunge on Sunday.
Oh, it was so fun.
It's good for you though, right?
It's
good.
It's for great for you. It's like a recharge and
get your Laird Hamilton on.
Wow. And I sat there like, I can't do this. And then they were all going to do it. And I was like, well, I can't not do it.
Yeah.
And boom, talk about going right through you. Yeah. I mean,
how long did you stay? How long did you stay under?
I didn't stay under. Well, I dove. They jumped. I dove. So I had that.
Did you get out right away or did you stay in?
No, he stayed in the longest. He stayed in about 40 seconds.
We stayed in the longest, but like you and I were kind of looking at each other like,
are you going to go?
Getting out? I'm not getting out. But dude, it's like it makes me feel like those things where you see on TV, like, you know, charge, you know, the guys on the table having, I mean, it goes right through you. And then there's like this sting. Then we got in the hot tub, which is like that cold, hot thing. Cause where else are you going to go? Right. You're freezing. Mm. But like, dude, crazy, crazy experience. And it kind of resets you and stress and all that. And it's a punch in the eye, but it was cool.
People say you should do that.
44 people degrees, do. I think the pool was.
People say you should do that. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I put another blanket on and press snooze on my alarm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when I'll do it next. I joked and said, maybe I should do this every now and then and relieve my stress levels and help me sleep at night and whatnot. But I don't know when the next time I'll be doing it is. And it's only going to get colder, but pretty trippy.
Yeah.
And maybe that's cool why she's experience. Got a little coffee cough. I don't know. I hope
all right.
Not.
So just to recap, we're super cocky about our picks. Mm-hmm. We're grateful and humble for Thanksgiving. We're trying new health regimes. we're ready for week 12.
Yes.
We're ready for week 12.
Well, should I get into my survivor pick?
I can't wait for this. Here we go.
Wait, just chill for a sec.
No.
Pray on it.
And please don't forget to like and subscribe our channel. If you're watching us, please give us a thumbs up and comment and share this video. We really love to hear from you. If you're listening, please like it, share it, listen to it again and again and again. And tune in, of course, every
week. We're getting great feedback. Yeah. Keep it coming. We're like, thank you.
And we're getting lots of views.
Yeah, the views are coming up. The comments are coming up. We love it. It's like there's some momentum happening here with the show. And we're really proud of it. So thank you all.
Absolutely. What's better than talking about football, talking about betting on football, and the more people that get involved, the better. It's fun.
Yeah, good or bad, man. Leave the comments. We have thick skin. We can take it. Trust me.
Thank you.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Oh God, not as nervous as I am. I always like to ask, who do you think I'm going to pick? Justin, who do you think I'm going to pick?
The Colts.
No.
They're not. They have a bye, no?
No.
I don't
the Colts,
think
I actually
playing.
Like.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're right. The Colts are at home against Pitt. My bad. My bad.
Jason, who
you
do
know,
you think
T,
I'm going to pick?
I actually thought you were going to ask this question, so I looked over your old picks. You have not taken the Dolphins yet, and they're at home minus 13. That seems like a no-brainer.
Seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Oh, the money line mama.
Fishy.
When you want her to zag.
Oh, Jerry. Well, I'm torn this week. Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm 50-50 right now. So I may need your guys' help to try and figure it out with me.
I don't want to brag more for her, but do you also remember last week she said to everyone?
Philly, Baltimore.
She said, so you guys know.
They called three. Yes, I
do. The two top dogs of the week are Baltimore and Philly, but I can't use them. By the way, they both won.
I know.
Saying she has so many winners, she just throws them out?
Yeah, she's throwing out. Not like just. I had to throw that in there because she's 50-50. That means she's wallowing about a couple things. But yeah, she did throw out three survivor picks last week and won all three.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I have two, if anybody is listening, I have two teams that will win this week. I just don't know which one to pick.
Okay.
So the first
you have
one.
Both available.
Yes.
Okay. Go.
Ironically enough. The first one are the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
Okay. They're versus the Rams, which the Rams are not a great team
right now.
They're
struggling, yes.
They're struggling. Not to mention the quarterback situation is, I don't know if you guys know, but they might be on their third string quarterback
this
year.
Yeah, but how great has Stafford been? Like, how bad?
He's out for a concussion protocol.
I don't know, but how worse can it get? Guys played 10 games.
Exactly. So, but even if...
Yeah, I don't think anyone saw Stafford get hit. I think he just went, I'm done.
He went, that was fun. I don't want to play anymore.
Said, I got a ring, guys. Yeah. I'll see you next year.
Did the Ken Norton kick a dive?
So they have an 87% chance of winning, which is a very, very high percentage.
They're doing the college football stats.
They're the Kansas Chiefs. They're a big team. I haven't used them yet, which, again, let's just be shocked that I haven't used them. Or I could go the other direction. And what you're saying, Jason, I was thinking the Miami Dolphins versus the Texans. I did play a game with the Texans last week. The Texans are just not a good team either.
The worst in the NFL.
Unfortunately,
they're
not.
Pretty pathetic. Miami is on just a hot streak right now. I have them available. I just don't know which one to do. So if
don't ask us. I don't think we should.
You.
No
I'm
way.
I'm not even going to give it. I
mean, they're the 3%.
You're the money
chance.
Line mama.
I think I said something last week. Like, if I was to do a fantasy, I would do it. And I think it lost again.
No one cares.
I've lost 9 in a row.
No one cares about me. No one cares about Jay.
No,
this
doubt.
This is your section.
Yeah, I'm not going to chime in there, kid.
I don't know.
I mean, the deeper you get, the teams you have available are sick. Most people don't have them available.
Yeah.
But do you hang on to them or you go for gold?
Don't think about it. Just say it. 1, 2, 3, go.
The Chiefs.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Great pick.
I don't know. I need to see who they're going to be playing in the future because if I need to save them.
This is her process
This is my process every week, but my process lasts for about 6 minutes.
I know. You say it confidently.
The only thing about Survivor is that you're done. When you're done, you're done. There's no tomorrow. So there's that way to look at it. Yes, you got
to
hang on to the Chiefs.
Very intense way to
the
look
Dolphins
at it.
Are no joke either. And they still got the Jets again. They still have,
The difference between me and T is that I'm over here crowing about my Dallas pick. Like I solved the world's problems. And she's like, has enough humility to have some self-doubt to talk about the process. Yes, of course. We see who the greater species is.
So there's 5 weeks left, right?
Of the regular season.
There's five chances left.
Yeah. I'm looking ahead to see who they're playing. So
both of those, if you still have Miami or KC, whatever you choose to do, you still have 2 of those in the 5 weeks. So you're going to pick Miami at some point. You're going to pick the Chiefs at some point. That right. means you only have to come up with three more teams the rest of the year to like walk into the sunset.
I think I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
Chiefs it is.
I love it.
You ready to lock it up?
I'll lock it up currently, but I'm going to circle back at the end of the episode and just to make sure after I hear what you guys have to say.
I like it. It's not locked in until it's circled back.
So we'll semi-lock it. It's just like a... Like, we'll close the locker. We're not going to lock it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
semi-lock it
up.
I think it's time, once again, on this Thanksgiving weekend, to remember our family,
yes,
our friends, the ones we love, the ones we've lost. But most of all, let's remember the Titans.
Whoa.
And very let's break movie. Out the banjo, baby. Break out the banjo once again. The Tennessee Titans are rolling. They've won, I think it's 5 out of 7, and they were beating Kansas City on Monday or Sunday Night Football. And then obviously there was a little too much Mahomes for them. They are rolling, rolling, rolling. That front line is bringing the noise. Cincinnati has been getting healthier and getting better. They still have no Ja'Marr Chase. They're doing some weird stuff, which I've noticed. I've been watching Cincy. One week it's Mixon. One week it's Perrine. Perrine caught 3 touchdowns as a backup running back this week. So they're really mixing it up, which I will say is pretty amazing game planning and whatnot. But you still have no answer for Joe Burrow getting sacked 6 times, 5 times, 8 times a game or whatever the hell it is. And I think that that front line of Tennessee is no joke. You saw what they did to Green Bay, and that's not saying a lot, but they bring the heat and they bring it all the time. I think Vrabel's an incredible coach. He does more with not a lot than most people do with more than that. So with that being said, I think it's going to be a heavy dose of D. Henry. It's going to be freezing cold. We had the pleasure of spending a weekend in Nashville in November for my sister's birthday, which is in November. Happy birthday to her, Vanessa. November 17th, which is about a week ago from where we are right now. Freezing in Nashville. Freezing cold. And I think that the Tennessee Titans are going to run, run, run. And I think that it's going to be a long day on his butt for Mr. Joe Burrow. And I think that in this road game is tough. It's a tough spot. Bengals have been playing well. Tennessee is rolling right now. Tannehill is healthy, is doing just enough. And I think that this is one of those spots that's just that one-point spot. Give me Tennessee minus the one. And what do you think?
Don't like it, love it.
Oh, wow.
My system all year is fading these young coaches and their analytics, and they're going for it constantly because the fourth and robots told me to. You know who doesn't? Mike Vrabel. A Belichick disciple, probably does the polar plunge. He's a real man. He's got this team, and I don't know how he's doing it every week, but he's doing it. Cincinnati played a tough game in Pittsburgh last week. This is their second game on the road. I love Joe Burrow, but it ain't going to happen. I think Tennessee wins. I love that pick.
Yeah, Tennessee's quietly coming around. Like
home
I said,
dog, too, by the way.
Yeah, the home dog thing, it just kind of reminds me of that thing last week with the Minnesota-Dallas thing. It's kind of like, you know, should I? What is this? This line is fishy. It's tricky. But you know what? It's not, because they are the Super Bowl contenders. They have the same, you know, they're roughly in the same boat as far as record's concerned. Bengals got off to a slow start. They've been rolling ever since. Tennessee had some injuries. They had a couple small gaps, but they've been rolling ever since. They're just winning games, and you can't run the ball against them. So
Derrick Henry's going to kill the
heavy
Bengals.
Dose of D. Henry.
Yeah.
Definitely an MVP candidate. I know we say this every year, but quarterbacks usually win the award, and Pat Mahomes is rolling right now, so there's nothing I would say about that. But D. Henry is... He's not messing around. He threw a touchdown last week. Ran great. For two. So give me the Titans. Once again, breaking out the banjos and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I'm getting to the point where this time of the year, I'm I'm just getting tired of seeing teams just fold and fall. And I blame the coaches. 100% I blame the coaches, because these two coaches that I'm about to mention are both the reason why their teams are where they are right now. The first coach is Matt LaFleur at the Green Bay Packers. The second coach is Cliff Kingsbury with a K, the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know if you saw Monday Night Football, and I know the game was played in Mexico, but the Matador defense, ole that they were doing the whole game, it was frightening to me.
Would they do that if they weren't in Mexico?
They did it in Mexico. The answer is yes. That was a salute to the Matadors that travel through Mexico and Mexico City and all the land. And I'm telling you right now, I saw Kittle catch the ball not once but twice on the 35 and just run through 10 guys like Frogger. I saw Debo do it for 37. Mm-hmm. Debo had 57 something after the catch. These guys are trying to get their coach fired. I don't care what anyone says. I watched it. You cannot tell me that tackling, that poor tackling, you can't tell me that was real. It was like a joke. It was like, let's get this guy canned tomorrow morning. He still has a job. I don't know how he has a job. Now they're going home and they're playing the Los Angeles Chargers. And the Chargers have their own issues and their own coach that's not the brightest. But then you got LaFleur going to Philly on Sunday night as a 7-point dog. And Green Bay's quit. These guys quit. They have quit. And it's because of their coaches. It's not because of Aaron Rodgers, and it's not because of Kyler Murray, who both are pretty much asses. They're both asses. But with that being said, you're supposed to be able to rise to the top and figure things out, and neither of these guys have done that. I think it's a joke that they are at home and they're getting 5 points. And some people might look at that as a gift. I look at that as a joke. They're going to lose by 7 or more in that game. And I'm not going to make it my pick, but Green Bay is going to lose by 2, maybe 3 touchdowns in that game. Somebody needs to get fired. So this is my salute to firing coaches. It's time to fire somebody. Guys, owners out there, it's time. It's week 12. It's time to start firing people on Monday, dropping the hammer. For that reason and for that reason only, that defense could not stop a cold, bro. They are terrible, and they're going to get rolled up. Eckler is going to run the ball all day long. They're just going to hand him the ball, and he's going to run. Jimmy Garoppolo threw 4 touchdowns last week. What do you think Justin Herbert's going to do? For that reason and that reason only, you guys can respond, and I'll be off the air. I love the Los Angeles Chargers, and I don't think I've said this all year. I love the Chargers. Minus the 5 on the road, going to Arizona, locking that up. What do you think?
Well, I think Kyler Murray should have watched a little bit more tape this year. Yeah. So I might be in agreement with you.
Yeah. He didn't want to watch tape.
He didn't want to watch the tape. Now look where you're at.
And I was watching from the sidelines, and they might be down to their third string quarterback at this point. Sorely, because we don't know what happened with, I don't know if he got yanked, Colt McCoy. I don't know, Jason, maybe you know more about that than I do, but that was ugly. That was an embarrassing performance.
I think there's a injury perhaps with Colt McCoy.
But it's at 5 right now. I just hope that Circa doesn't go crazy after we tape and then all of a sudden it's 9. I will release something on our TikTok or something saying, stop, don't do it, because I would never lay 9 at home.
But yeah.
No, as it stands, if it sticks around 5, even, you know, 5.5, 6, I still am not mad at it. But if there is some injury report that changes that, you know, stop the presses on that one.
Lock it, dude.
So that's it.
You're going to lock it up?
Lock it up, man. Give me the Los Angeles Bolts.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay. For my first pick, my pick is contingent on the outfit that you choose for your son on Sunday. I'm hoping that, as good friends of mine, you will understand that I need the Wyatt Mojo, please, because my first pick is those New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
And Jay, I love when you say little tidbits along the way that are turn out to be true. Like one time you said that Tua can't play in the cold, and we rode that and we won mini games off that a little bit. You also said that bettors tend to overreact to the last thing that they see. And I agree with you. And that's my handicap this week. I think San Francisco went to Mexico. They played a lousy team, as you've pointed out. And now all of a sudden they're favored by 9 because I think that people saw them with fresh eyes blow out the Cardinals and they go, oh, San Francisco, just crown them right now. And they're putting up huge points. New Orleans is a much better team than Arizona. San Francisco as a favorite at home traditionally is not a good bet. I think New Orleans might not win this game, but 9 points to give to the Saints is too many points.
Yeah.
And that's just my handicap. I don't need to tell you about injury reports and statistics. Let's just know that Andy Dalton is going to be the starter. He's been playing well. Mm-hmm. Let's just know that San Francisco is a great team. I don't think they're going to beat New Orleans by 9 points. I just don't. I think New Orleans is far superior to Arizona. This is an easy dog, road dog. Give me New Orleans plus 9. What do you guys think?
Well, I love that.
The last time these two teams played in Levi, the wife and I were there.
Ah.
We were at the game.
That was a long time ago.
Our great friends had season tickets, and he called me and he said, hey, dude, pay for your plane tickets and your hotel and game's on us. And
I don't have friends like that.
It was awesome. Levi was awesome. The fans in the, what was it? It's not quite San Francisco, right? It's Santa Clara, but they were great. And the tailgate was great. The atmosphere was great. The Saints beat the crap out of the 49ers.
Mm.
If that game wasn't being played on Thanksgiving weekend, we'd probably be there.
Nice.
So I don't see it. Like you said, I don't see that favorite at home. Shanahan struggles with that number. You know, he struggles with that title or whatever. He doesn't like that. And clearly they played a horrible team last night and they're getting a lot of love for it. And the onesie will be in full effect.
Of course.
Thank you. That's what I need.
And we'll put his booties on, his little Saints booties.
And the pillow, the dog pillow will be there. Yes. The Saint pillow.
Sainty.
I love that. Thank you. I don't need any more information than that. And with the booties, the onesie, the pillow, I'm going to lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, for my second pick, this seems too easy. I'm actually really curious to see what you guys say about this. I'm going to take Seattle at home -3.5 against the Raiders. They're off a bye. I love Pete Carroll this year, especially. Again, my theme this whole year, thank you for bringing up LaFleur and Kingsbury, as I've said before on the show, partly out of humor, but also partly out of truth, that those guys have beautifully manscaped beards. They have perfect hair. They're all about the analytics. They're young and handsome. And you know what? The Bill Belichick's, the Andy Reid's, the Mike Vrabel's, the Pete Carroll are running circles around them. Mm-hmm. So keep grooming your boy band beards, coaches. It's a one-way ticket. And the Chargers guy, too. What's that guy's name?
Staley. Garbage.
All those guys. Pete Carroll's what, 70?
He's the oldest coach in football, and he's still out there throwing the rock around, chewing his bubble gum. The guy's awesome.
He looks like Richard Greer.
I like these coaches that are less concerned about analytics and more concerned about motivation, no mistakes. Mm-hmm. I don't like turnovers. And if you notice, Seattle, they put up a lot of points. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith is playing at a very high level, and great for the Raiders. They pulled out one against the Denver Broncos, who can't score either. But now
shocking.
They've gone from... Exactly. And T, right. You know, you've said on this pod, Seattle's a really hard place to play for an opposing team. They're one of the greatest home field advantages. They call that crowd the 12th man. It's really hard to play in the crow's nest. Mm-hmm. And I just think that Seattle could put up 28 points on the Raiders. Are the Raiders going to keep pace with them? I don't think so. I think Seattle blows the Raiders out. They've gone from Mile High to Seattle. Give me the better coach. Give me the more well-rested team. Give me the team that's still scrapping and should make the playoffs.
They should win that division. They're fighting it out with San Fran now.
And I just think the Raiders are a mess. I think the Raiders want to fire their coach, but they can't because they're still paying Gruden and the who's the interim?
The buyout would be too much. Oh, yeah.
Asaccio. This is a handicap, which again seems a little too easy for me, which makes me a little queasy. Like, why is Seattle only 3.5 points? But maybe because it's a divisional game, they haven't gone crazy. And I'll bet towards game time, it gets up to 4, maybe 4.5. But for this pod, it's at 3.5. Give me the Seahawks. What do you guys think?
Is it 3.5?
You told me it was 3.5.
I don't know why, we're talking.
Yes, 3.5 point favorite. Yes.
I don't know why as we're talking. No, it's, oh, that's okay. My bad. I thought for some reason it was 2.5, but you're right. It's 3.5.
I like that just because of what you were saying, the theory of I like to know where people are playing. Seahawks have a 3-1 at home
record
right now. And the Raiders are 1-5 on the road. So,
yeah, that game last night. Or
by the way, thank you for that stat. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, last Sunday, the Raiders were winless on the road, and they had to win in overtime with like just a deep bomb to Devontae Adams. So
yeah, and they're going into the 12th man. I think it's a great pick.
Yeah, they damn near went 0-6 on the road. So I like it too, and I like what Pete Carroll's doing. He's doing what we talk about. It's like a boxer. If you're fighting somebody, you got to learn their fight style, and you got to take away what they're good at. And maybe switch to southpaw. I don't know but this is what the Pete Carrolls and the Andy Reids do and the Bill Belichicks do. And this is what these young coaches do not do. I just think that Seattle's doing with what they have. They're playing with what they have. They're not trying to go outside the ordinary. They're not trying to do some flash and dash kind of things. They're saying, we got Geno, we got this deep, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Pete Carroll is reminding me a lot of what he did at USC.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of feels like the Trojans, dude. And they were damn good. We all know those Trojans were good back then. So it's like, I feel like he's kind of doing that. He's managing them. And he's not managing Geno. Don't get it twisted. Geno's letting it fly. Mm-hmm. And I do agree that the Raiders, with Tanya's point, if they're at home, I might think it was a fishy little thing because this is an old school rivalry when they were in the same division. But they're on the road, dude, and they suck on the road. They're coming off a high. Zigzag to the low. Seattle's got 11 days off coming off of London. I like it a lot.
I'm glad. All right. So give me the Seahawks -3.5 and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Please don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. It really helps us and we love to hear from you. Please also check out our TikTok. It's Friday Night Locks. We post, or Justin posts, like parlay tickets every week that are kind of fun to follow and see if you can match and see what people are saying about that, and little clips of our episodes and things to look forward to. So please check that out as well and follow us on there as well. Thank you.
And thank you to those who have already commented on our TikTok. We love it. Like now you're on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. So
TikTok.
You're true fans. And TikTok. Thank you very much for all of the support.
Okay.
Right. What do we got? What are we looking
at? Let's recap on this holiday episode of FNL. The Moneyline Mama says, if you want to win, you better take Kansas City at home. Justin says, take Tennessee, break out the Banjos, +1 at home. He likes the Chargers on the road, -5. I like Seattle at home, -3.5. And I will take the Houdat Nation at +9 in San Francisco. And that's our show.
I love it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Bet responsibly or don't. It's your cash. You do with it what you want. But beat the books, guys. That's what we're here for every week. I want to send a special shout out to our partner Jay over there in LA. His family. Friends of all of ours and our families. And happy Thanksgiving. Maybe next year we'll do like a crazy blowout Thanksgiving show and come out a day early.
We'll eat a turkey on the show.
We'll have a drumstick on the air.
And your son will have all of his teeth, so he'll be eating.
He has two teeth.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He does. He's got some choppers.
I love that.
So yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. We love you and beat the book. Cheers.
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 Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the books.